Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I know it doesn't look very bright right now, but we have to remember what we are grateful for. My heart goes out to California. And of course, I am on a generator right now, so bear with me just to get my show out there. But again, my heart goes out. And you know what? There's so many people out there. I love California that we are all trying to do our best. This is just unbelievable. All the places and people and homes and even automobiles that have been hit. So again, just sending prayers to California. And of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And today's really just came to me as rising above the noise, finding peace in the new year. And so many people are like, we need a repeat of our new year. And you know what? It's really just taking one day at a time. And that's really what it's all about. So, of course, I've got some incredible guests today. And of course, my first guest, Jill Amy Sager. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is it's funny. I just did one of my really close friends and clients does therapy. And so we're going to talk a little bit about, of course, Jill and how she got started. And, of course, the guidance, the universal source of love and wisdom that she channels. And her work as a professional tarot reader and channeler spans decades, earning her an international following. I love this. At first, when she said, do you want to try it? I was like, oh, I'm nervous, but I'm always open to try something. And I was really surprised, and it was really inspiring and positive. So I love that. So again, welcome, and thank you so much for being here, Jill.
Thank you, Kim, for having me. And I also want to say that I'm up here in Oregon, and we are thinking about you in California, sending love, sending all of our hopes and prayers. We are really, really, really thinking about you. I haven't talked to anybody who isn't, concerned.
In some way, just, yep.
You know, absolutely, yeah.
We are making this happen through a generator and all, and I appreciate everybody's patience. And, of course, talking with us right now is Jill Amy Sager. And thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Kim, for having me.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit again. We'll kind of start from the top a little bit of how did you get started reading tarot cards?
Well, when I left high school, I moved to California, and to me, that was the land of freedom. This is in the 70s. And sure enough, a friend of mine gave me a reading using tarot cards. This is the late 70s. Mm-hmm. Didn't know anything about them. And I was hooked immediately. I felt like that reading knew me. And it was, in many ways, psychological. It felt like therapy. It felt like the cards were helping me to understand things about myself, some of the issues I was going through. I mean, it was very, very interesting. And then the next day, this friend gave me a set of cards. Mm-hmm. And I started to study them. And back then in the 70s, tarot was not very popular.
Yeah, it was kind of looked on as like woo-woo, right?
Totally. I mean, it is so different today. You can't see, but I am smiling ear to ear. So
yeah.
Different today. It's become mainstream. I mean, Wall Street Journal is doing articles on tarot, and they're favorable. I read an article about somebody using it for, like, buying houses, or I mean, it's just been incredible, this uptick. But back then it wasn't. And when I told anybody that I read tarot cards, they really changed the subject very quickly. But I really got into it, and I had to study on my own back then, and I did. And I never, ever thought I would become a professional tarot reader. This is not this was not in my wheelhouse. You know, I went to college. I was a recreation therapist. I did many things in my life. I played drums, percussion professionally. I had a drum school.
Oh, wow.
My point being that over time, using tarot cards, they're so intuitive that
really?
They're so intuitive. Well, you know, they're pictorial. You're looking at, and they do open that intuitive side of the brain because you're working with images. And it's an incredible way of also tuning into one's own intuition. And just beautiful things were happening over the years. And I was reading for people because my sister had gotten readings from me and just kept telling all of her friends. So word of mouth spread, basically. This is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And many years later, in my 30s, I started to hear voices. And that's that's the channeling part. This was very spontaneous. Now, some people, I've done a lot of research on this sense. Some people are born with this sense. Other people are, you know, it happens like me spontaneously, or they learn about it. And it is something that I had to really understand for myself because I did not expect that to happen. But
right.
It has
and
happened.
Now you actually have felt guidance through it, correct?
Oh, totally. I work with the universe, this energy that I believe is on the other side of the veil, whatever that is. I cannot explain what it is. It's the wonder of it for me. But I have worked with this loving source of support. I mean, I'm almost teary-eyed when I talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has changed my life. And
it has
absolutely transformed my life. I have some very deep beliefs now about hope and about how we face challenges and the choices we make and suffering. And all of this is actually in my book about the information that I have received.
And what is the name of your book? Tell us, please.
Yeah, it's called Guidance from the Universe, Hopeful Messages for Everyday Challenges.
I love it. Let me ask you a question, okay? Do you do it, you know, you said you're in Oregon, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do it over the phone? Do you do it over a Zoom call? How do you do it?
Well, I have people I see in person, but I also have clients all over, and we do it over the phone. Yeah.
Oh,
and
so you would get a feeling from me right now?
Well, I'd have to tune in. I mean, it would be, the way I work is I'm not somebody who's going to predict someone's future. Although it can happen in a reading. I like to think that what I'm doing specifically, I think my wheelhouse, what I've learned over the past 40 years, is that I am helping people to help themselves. So readings that I offer, my maybe call it a specialty, is to assist people to unblock, kind of open a doorway so they can better help themselves. Because we all have challenges. We all get stuck at times. We all feel like we don't know what we're doing, sometimes to a bigger or lesser degree. And my work has really been about opening a door, perhaps helping people to see what they can't see for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit like
finding
what
the blockages, right? I mean, I'm also a business coach, and I feel like that too is, you know, when I'm seeing somebody and working with them, and I feel like I do have a little bit of an intuition because it's that gut, you know, that feeling like, you know, you think of somebody and they call you. Definitely those, what you are thinking are silent prayers. Do you believe that too?
Absolutely. I think you're right on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe in your work that you would be highly intuitive because there is, you know, not to overuse a word, but energy between us is there. I mean,
yeah.
I think we can all, if there's a, a conflict happening. Let's just as an example, there's a conflict happening in a room, maybe two people fighting, and then you walk in and they're not, you know, they've stopped. But I think all of us can pick up on that energy. Something's
100%.
Out of balance, right?
100%.
Right.
So and there's days that, you know, that I'll say to my husband, we're just not on the same page. I don't really understand what just happened, you know? Or a friend, you know, you go to visit a friend, you can't wait to see them, and you're just not feeling it. And I'm like, right. Okay. And before I'd be like, gosh, what is going, you know? And now I just go, yeah, it's just not a good day. It's not, we're not on the same page. It's all good. I'm going to like, kind of like grab my energy and my, you know, make sure that I don't kind of tune into where they're at. You know, I've heard that too, right? You have to like really recover your own energy because people are human vampires, right? I mean, we talk about that.
That's right. I mean, it's very, I think for those of us who are, well, I think everybody's intuitive, but I think for those of us working with it on a conscious level, yes, I think it's very important to set boundaries and to really understand for yourself how much to give and how much to take in, because we are all affected by each other. That's the human condition. I mean, that's the beauty of it. So it's very good for you for realizing that there are times you have to just let it go and move on, you know, as well.
Yeah. So let me ask you, first of all, we never got back to, so like just over the phone, you could feel my energy. Would you be able to do a reading like that, or do you need to see my face and do more of a Zoom?
No, I actually can do it without looking at anybody.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Interesting because I've been doing this a really long time, and I always offer clients the opportunity. Do you want to do FaceTime? Do you want to do Zoom? I think only one time, and I'm not exaggerating, a client who said, yeah, I'd like to do it on Zoom. Most people just want to do it on the phone, and that's fine with me.
Oh, wow.
So,
really?
So that's really the majority.
And mostly
people.
Positive, correct?
Yeah, my readings are positive. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to get information that's maybe challenging or hard or difficult, because we have that in life. Mm-hmm. But when I use the word positive, my attitude is, this is not a sinister thing. It's not like something bad is going to happen. My messages are really about hope, really about how can we, an inspiration,
okay.
Because because I absolutely believe that when we are better, and I'm sure you know this and agree with this, and I'm sure many people listening know this, that when we feel better, we do better.
Just oh my gosh. Let me even just back up for a second.
Sure.
First of all, for our listeners that are just tuning in with us, waking up, maybe you need a little break from the media, TV, and just, you know, I've been like glued, and now this is just such an inspiration to know that you can actually overcome some of the things that self-doubt, depression, all those kind of things. But we're talking with Jill Amy Sager. And we're talking about really channeling, you know, reading. And so we are better together. There's just no question, you know.
No question. And I absolutely, Kim, and I absolutely believe that if I'm better, if I stop myself, and this is actually, this story is actually in my book, if I stop myself from cursing at the driver in front of me who didn't signal, and I realize that I'm putting that out, because awareness is everything. And in that moment, if I realize that I've done that, what am I saying to myself in terms of that energy, you know, bringing that to my life? And what am I doing to him and the world? You know, you can see I'm getting excited when I talk about this topic, but we end up, what is the point of putting out more horrible stuff out in the world. There's enough of it.
100%. Oh, my gosh. 100%. And what I was going to say is I was a hair therapist for years and owned my own salon, a master trainer. And it was about you look good, you feel good, you do good, you know. And I think the same thing really applies here. So we have, like, about 5 minutes more. Would that be worth sharing this with any of our listeners?
Doing a reading or what do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody is interested, we can do that.
Okay. Or maybe just you and I, can you read for me? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And then maybe we'll bring you back. So let's just hear what you got.
Okay. Well, let's do this then. I'm going to shuffle cards. And while I'm doing that, Kim, if you have a question or something, some way that you want me to focus, because it's going to be, you know, a quick reading, think about that silently to yourself. Just take a moment here, and then I will get back to you when I'm finished shuffling.
Okay.
All right.
So you want me to say something that I'm, 2025, I have lots of amazing goals. I started a business mixer that is, amazing. And I'm so excited to share so many other business owners and speakers and have interviews in front of everybody. That's one of the things that I'm doing. Also, traveling and really just enjoying my family, enjoying every single day and simplifying my life. How about that?
I love that. And you know what is so great about tarot? And here I am, 40 years in, I am always amazed. I love the wonder of working with the universe and working with cards, because the first card that came out, Kim, is the Magician. The Magician is all about, it's the number one spot in the major cards, for those of you who out there who might know tarot. And it really is about creating. I mean, as humans, this is what we do. We create every day. And you're talking about a business. You're talking about creating a life that suits you this year. And there it is. Also, too, I can tell you from looking at that card and also what the universe is telling me is that you have all the tools you need to do this. And the most important piece, I'm looking at now the Ace of Wands upside down and the Hermit. Interesting that you said you want peace, P-E-A-C-E. This year, because the most important thing for you to gather that peace or gain that peace this year is really going to be some self-reflection and some really, really more and more, especially this year, really looking at what your belief systems are about spirituality, about growth, about change, about how you affect the world, like really honing in on those things with that Ace of Wands that always really speaks to our spirit and what we are really having to hone in on, and especially with that Hermit there, really, I always have to find the right words when I get these messages. It kind of doubles that, because the Hermit, again, is so much about self-awareness. So for you this year, and the Hangman's there too. Oh, my God, I just saw the Hangman. So for you this year, the more you can hone in on what's important to you, not just, you know, thank you very much, what's important to me as somebody who's being interviewed today, and I appreciate that, but what's important to you? Because you this year, anything that becomes important to you will be reflected out into the world. So hone in more for yourself on your belief systems, and actually, if you do it that way, even different than saying, what do I want to affect? That's not the question, right? Well, how do I want this to go? How do I want to affect other people? When you ask those questions, guidance is telling me, the universe is telling me, rather than saying that, ask yourself, wait, what do I want?
Do I want? I love it. That is, you know, it's so funny. My husband and I, we are almost at the end of our interview. I definitely have to have you back because I love this. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You know, we do that to each other all the time because it's like, well, you know, the silliest thing. Where do you want to go to dinner? I don't know. What do you want? What do you want? What do you
well,
want?
You know,
it's funny. You can have anything you want.
That's hysterical. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I have to just say that I don't call myself a psychic because, unfortunately, I think that word means that people are going to call me and say, what's my future? And I'm like, you don't want to know what your future is. That's ridiculous. But I do, they gave me that word. I do get specific words. So that was obviously for you. So thank you for validating that. Like I said,
oh my God.
I'm in the wonder of it. I laugh along with everybody else going, how is this working? I cannot explain to anybody listening how this works, but I just
Well, I want to do a longer one with you, first of all, but how do our listeners find you, find your book, and work with you?
Thank you. The best way to find me is probably through my website at jillamysager.com, because there are all my social sites and how to get my book, which is out. It's being distributed by Simon & Schuster. So everybody, you know, get it through your indie bookstore. You can get it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere where books are sold. And as a debut author, my pitch is thank you for buying it, because really I'm really hoping that the messages in this book, which already is getting great reviews on Goodreads, has wings. I really believe so much in the messages that I channeled in the book, as well as my personal stories for how I used the information.
I love it. Jill, do you want to give away a book?
Oh, that'd be, yeah, sure, I'd love
okay,
to.
Okay, great. All right, I'm going to open my phone lines, 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. If you are interested, which I know the phones are going to be ringing off the hook, call in right now, and then we'll get that out to you. Also, if not, go to Jill's website. Jill, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone, and let's connect on social. And thank you so much for being here. I definitely have to have you back.
Thank you, Kim. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner, event, or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi, parking, and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Dr. Heidi Taylor is a licensed clinical and depth psychologist specializing in family law, couples, grief and loss, trauma, and complicated bereavement. She sees children, adolescents, and adults, individuals, couples, and families. She's a court-approved supervised visitation monitor for Ventura County, monitoring visits between non-custodial parents and their children. Dr. Taylor is the author of Tales of Awakening, Coming Back to Life Again After a Period of Emotional Deadness, about recovery from traumatic grief. Dr. Taylor welcomes you to reach out at 805-732-9446 anytime. That's 805-732-9446. Or you can go to her website at drtaylorsv.com. That's drtaylorsv.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and for our listeners that are just tuning in. Again, we are talking about I've never actually heard it. I guess they always have a little bit of a twist on everything, right? And of course, I've heard of dry January, but what are we talking about today? And of course, we've got Joseph joining us. And I love your Joseph Carr, founder of Josh Sellers. And Prosecco is like one of my favorites. That's probably what I always order. But we're talking about dry, how do you say it? Dryery. Like that's a tongue twister right there, right?
I guess so. You know, I always thought it was October. I don't know what happened. They moved it up, I guess.
I know. I'm telling you. So, well, welcome. And thank you so much for being here. Talk to us a little bit about yourself and, of course, how you got started. And, of course, as people celebrate into the new year and then now, you know, they take a little break, right?
Yeah, they do. They do. You know, I started Josh Sellers. It was almost 20 years ago. My wife and I left my job and I started producing wine in California. And my father, he had passed away when I was young. And he was a lumberjack from Vermont, and he always put his family first. And he gave me a set of values that I carried with me. And I thought, you know, here I am making wine. Why don't I make a wine that kind of celebrates him and a tribute to him? And
I love that.
And you know what's crazy? Josh Sellers has grown into this crazy pop culture favorite. And it's right now, it's America's number one premium wine. I mean, I was selling it out of my truck 15 years ago with my wife, everybody thinking I was crazy. And now it's become this phenomenon.
And so, you were well ahead of the game, right?
Well, I don't know. A lot of people thought I was crazy. They don't call me that anymore, I can tell you that.
I'm sure they don't. They're going, how do we get our bottle of wine, right? Our bottle of champagne. But, you know, it seriously has such an incredible taste. And I was excited to really talk with you and find out a little bit more. And of course, some of the new traditions and the perfect pairings, right? It's just a really good thing. And now you've actually started a non-alcohol one, right?
Yeah, you know, when we started, we only made one variety. We made Cabernet Sauvignon, and like I said, I sold it out of the back of my truck. Now we make 12 different varietals, California reds and whites and reserve offerings. And a few years ago, I met a man named Daniel Posey, fifth generation winemaking family from the Veneto region in Italy. We became very good friends, and we wound up building a winery in Veneto, producing Prosecco and Prosecco Rosé. And as time went on, this concept of an NA sparkling wine seemed to resonate. You know, my mom, my late mom, she was diabetic, so she couldn't drink alcohol. And she's always saying, "Hey, Joe, when are you going to make something for me? Because I want to come to the party." You know, Jean Carr wanted to be the party, actually. And I thought, a lot of people like to be part of the party. And there's maybe the social acceptance of, you know, why not have a non-alcoholic wine?
Love that.
And that's how it came about.
Very cool. Very cool idea. I love it. And you know what? I mean, even just the sparkling makes me happy, you know? And so it's funny. I just literally did some, I have a lot of fruit trees, and we just took all of our fruit and juiced it. And just adding it with some sparkling wines and stuff is like amazing. So I'm like, when I saw this, I'm like, ooh, one of my favorites. Okay, I would love to talk to you. And of course, it's made in Italy, right? I mean, in the heart of the Prosecco region. I mean, how much better can that be?
Yeah, I was just there. I was just there, and I got to taste it there. And it's really culturally accepted. You know, one of the things that's happening too, you know, this younger generation, these mixologists, are coming up with a thing called mocktails. And
yeah.
Now there's this beautiful, we made a Josh N.A. Bellini, where we added peach and raspberry juices with our N.A. sparkling. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
We were just on a cruise, and I ordered one of those, and it was amazing. It was amazing. So, yeah, and that's what I was saying is yesterday we, like, squeezed a bunch of pomegranates and then added it to that pomegranate juice. I mean, there's so many great twists what you have, and I love that.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest.
Well, I want to just welcome all of our listeners to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, excuse me, and business. And, of course, today we're going to be talking about college admissions process and new opportunities for scholarships. And, of course, here we are in 2025, and joining me is Kevin Kenny, Level All co-founder and co-CEO, and, of course, Afaya Johnson-Thornton, Level All Director of College. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here. And can you just let us know a little bit about what is Level All?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us. So Level All is a college and career readiness platform built to support students, families, high schools, colleges, as they help individuals navigate these critically important journeys from high school to college and eventually to a career. We're really excited to be here.
Wonderful. And so what distinguishes Level All from other education or guidance platforms?
So Level All was built by 100 educators over 5 years. and was designed to reflect the needs of the system. So first of all, at levelall.com, you can go and get anything and everything you need for every journey in life. So whether you're exploring effectiveness in high school, building a college plan, applying to college, affording college, success in college, alternatives to college, financial literacy, life skills, career skills, everything you need all in one place. The second pillar is that it's super engaging content. It's not curriculum, 2 hours. Every single piece of content is 1 minute piece of content, 20,000 pieces. The third pillar, and arguably the most important, is that it's journeyed and personalized for you. So you onboard, you answer some questions, you declare some interests, and the content maps to you and it evolves. And the most powerful thing is that you can use Level All from age 13 to adulthood to 100 years old. As long as you have a working email, Level All will stay with you and help you throughout every journey of life.
Very, very interesting. So first of all, who is the founder of this? Because it's so interesting and it sounds very passionate.
Well, thank you. It was myself and another gentleman. We founded this. We built a team of 100 educators. We went around the country and said, what do people need? They told us what they needed and we built it. And the most powerful thing is it gives you everything you need when you need it, which is a challenge in life. So just onboard, the more you use it, the better the experience you're going to have.
And of course, early planning is so important for college admissions, right? I mean, can you talk to us a little bit about that? First of all, you're just ending school and this whole new platform and new beginning, and you're kind of on your own. At least you want to be on your own, right? And so you're just trying to figure it out. And here is this whole platform that can actually make your experience so much easier, correct?
You're absolutely right, Kim. So we at Level All believe that the college process doesn't just start with you creating your applications in your senior year of high school. It starts well before that. So if you are 13, interested in applying to college, ultimately when you're in high school, you're going to want to start thinking about this now, creating a strong college curriculum, college prep curriculum, so that you're not just in a great position to apply to college, but you're in an even better position to succeed in college and ultimately succeed in life after college, in the career of your choosing. So that's why that early planning is so important. And then when it comes to the actual college application experience, we want to be sure that you have as many options on the table as possible. And early planning helps make sure that that's a reality. So if you start planning early, you can build a really strong college list that's reflective of your needs. You can build a great list of scholarships to apply to make sure that funding for college is a reality for you. And then lastly, you can limit your stress.
Now, let me ask you, I know that many students need financial assistance, right? And so what are some of the tips to really soften and maximize that financial aid?
So you talk about maximizing the financial aid. So what should you think about? First of all, you want to apply and file your FAFSA form as early as possible, whether you think you're going to get financial aid or not. Secondly, you want to apply to as many, any and all scholarships that you can find. Level All has an incredible scholarship finder that gets you access to $22 million worth of scholarships. Third, you want to apply for state aid. Afia has talked about a college list. You want a college list that reflects your academic and career goals, but also you want a college list full of colleges that have strong and large amounts of financial aid, whether that be need-based or merit-based. But the punchline for all of this is that there is funding out there. It's complex. Level All makes it easy for you. But last year, $4 billion worth of Pell grants, financial aid grants, went unclaimed. So the money's out there. You just need to use a great tool like Level All to get you access to it and get you the funding that your family deserves.
I love it. And so where can my listeners go and find out more information about Level All?
They can find out more information on levelall.com, where they can also find information about our sweepstakes. So we are offering 42 scholarships totaling $50,000 for educational expenses like college tuition, high school tuition, or continuing education. It is as simple as heading to levelall.com and creating an account, and that will automatically enter you to win this sweepstakes. If you already have an account, you're already entered. You just need to do so by January 31st.
Okay. January 31st, levelall.com. And if you are listening right now and you have plans, or maybe you didn't think you had plans to go to college, this is the way to go, levelall.com. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to learning more about this.
Thank you, Kim.
Have a great 25.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Of course, my next guest is Lily Ann Fortna, and she's the author of Winks from Above. And of course, really, I just want to say that I'm so grateful that you've tuned in today. I know that we all need a little bit of inspiration and some peace. And of course, my prayers are going out to California. So again, let's work. Welcome. Lillian, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Kim. It's wonderful. I hope you're safe. I know you're in California. I hope you're safe.
Thank you. Yeah, we have no service out here, but thank God our home is safe. But there's so many people that have been affected, you know, from their homes to their automobiles to their families. It's been a horrendous time out here, but thank you for your prayers.
Yeah, it's just horrible. I checked your site, which I did not know, and I discovered your show offers so many interviews I want to listen to. And you're making such a great impact in today's world by offering guidance during this challenging period of transition, and of course now with what's happening not too far away from you, words of wisdom will be necessary, and you're spreading them out, so thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And of course, you talk to us a little bit about Winks from Above. I love the name, and really it's and also you're a contributor to Turning Point Moments and Second Chances. And so you actually have some of your top five tips to help people really keep your cool during these high stress times and starting the new year fresh, correct? I keep hearing so many people saying, I want to redo. We thought that 2025 was going to be like this wonderful start, and we're like, oh gosh, no, you know. So how do we restart? I think that's really what people are looking for.
Well, a lot of answers are in my book, because those answers are valid for any time. But right now, they are even more needed. So extremely important is to pay attention to the signs and the synchronicities around us. Some people can't make the difference. The signs are just like little whispers from the universe, gentle nudges guiding us, and they're there, but many of us don't see them. Mm-hmm. And then synchronicity are meaningful coincidences that confirm we are on the right path. And I teach how to be able to see, interpret them, and use them. So a lot of what I wrote is very valid today. So what we can do, it's very important to be aware, like slow down in life, because the signs are very subtle, and often we miss them when we are in a rush. So we need to slow down a little bit. And you have to pay attention to recurring numbers. Animals or words, repetitive patterns, unexpected encounters, dreams, or things that deeply resonate with you. So all of us have these things in front of us or surrounding us, but oftentimes we don't pay attention because we're not in the right frame of mind. And also very important, and again, people don't think about that, but it's to use what is called the clairs, so at least six clairs. It's what we receive via our senses, the physical senses. So there is clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, etc. So it's very important to open up to that, because we can feel. Sometimes we don't see a sign, but we feel it, we hear it, or we have a certain knowing of something, and we don't know where it comes. So all these things are very, very important. And I stress that we have to slow down a little bit, breathe, meditate for those who can. I also suggest maybe just a walk in the forest, but not right. just a walk. A walk in mindfulness, like you choose a branch, you choose a tree, you can hear the sound of water not too far, etc. And pay attention, maybe a little bird will come very close to you and sing, and it will resonate with you, etc. So I give a lot of little nuggets like that that people can do. Right. They don't need to buy anything. It's within us. To keep a
you
journal,
talk about, yeah, you also talk about angels, correct?
Yes, yes. Angels are spirit guides because we are born with the guardian angels, but there are others who are around and spirit guides as well. And spirit guides could be spirits of nature. It could be a little animal. It could be anything around us that remind us, that want to show us the direction or give us an answer to a question we have, etc. So they're there. And I'm in contact with them since I was a child, actually, because
right.
children are in contact with nature. And for them, it's so easy. You know, they can hear the wind. They can hear, they can talk to a tree, et cetera.
You know what's interesting? I want to just stop you for 1 second. We just took a cruise with our grandchildren. And, mm-hmm. you know, just even our grandchildren, the way they think of things, you know, and they're not practiced on what they say. And so you can learn so much from them, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. God, that makes my mind so, like almost hurt, you know, because it's so much to think about, but the way they talk. And so you can learn so much from them too.
Yeah. And the way to take a walk down the street with my granddaughter, I have one with 6 and the other one is 3. And it's so much fun because, of course, they're closer to the ground and they have not lost the ability to connect. So
right.
for me, there could be a little something. It could be a stone that is a bit unusual in color or a bug or whatever. And
right.
it forces you to stop, look down,
yeah.
you know, go at their level. And it's so joyful. You rediscover things that are still there within you, but you have forgotten because starting at age 7, something like that, children lose that ability.
Right.
Give you a little tip that could be maybe fun for you, but also some of the readers with grandchildren. What I did with my son when he was, I started when he was 7. To take
yeah.
a child to a museum is a pain, typically.
Right.
I mean, a museum. So I created some.
Lillian, let me ask you, how did you get started? You know, talk to us a little bit about your life and how you got started.
Well, throughout my life, I've been driven by deep desire to help others. And when I became an energy healer, I felt I had fulfilled my purpose. And I was certain I would continue on that path for the rest of my days. Little did I know, life had another lesson in store for me. Many years later, I faced a very serious illness that required a major surgery and a month-long stay at the hospital.
Mm.
And during that time, I had the opportunity to reflect deeply on my journey.
Mm.
I realized the invaluable insights and experiences that could benefit others. It was then that I decided to share what I had learned. And what really prompted me Oscar is that I felt very lucky after 2 years of search. I had found the right doctor and we did the right surgery and I was not disfigured or anything. And I
mm-hmm.
felt, once you started recontacting with your guides and your above, suddenly you had the solution. You knew where to go, who to call, etc. So I said,
mm-hmm.
I have to share with others because all of us have that. And it's just that we don't think
we
about
think
it.
You think that we all have what we need inside our own bodies to heal ourselves?
Oh, yes, definitely. Let's remember what Bob Monroe said. The Monroe Institute is down the street from me. What he said is we are more than our physical body. And it is so true that we have a physical body, but we also have, you know, our soul, the other side of us. And that's how we can connect with the above. That's how we can heal ourselves, et cetera.
Right. And so you are a healer. Do people come to you with different elements of medical problems?
Yes. I don't do it quite as much now. I've been so busy with my books. But yes, I work with people who have different ailments. I remember a young lady who came here. She was supposed to get married 6 months later, and she had a brain tumor. So I did work with her. She was going to get a treatment, but I had to prepare her so the treatment would work better. She didn't fight it or anything. And she got married. That was several years ago, and she's fine now. So I had a lot of people, either it was physical, sometimes it was something eating them. And we do, like I learned in France, we do an anamnese, which means you talk with a person and you discover
what's,
you know,
holding them back or what is it.
And you don't give, you don't tell the person what to do by asking questions a certain way. The person has it. So when she or he tell me what he feels, what he thinks, I say, oh, you just said. And so that way, it's not for me. I'm just a little messenger. I'm in between. Whoever is above me, my, oftentimes I use a guide or an angel, and that person, and I just help that person to bring forth whatever is inside her and what, in an ideal world, she or he would do to face, you know, the situation. So, another way of working. And I work so many different ways. Sometimes I work, like, I remember somebody who had, was a, had a, an exam. It was his last exam for his master's, and he was so, so upset. I was not even in the same country or even the same continent. So over the phone, I told that person, I said, look, go lay down and close your eyes and breathe. That's all I'm asking you. And in 10 minutes, I will start working on you. And that is that. And when maybe an hour later we connected, he said, oh, my God, I fell asleep. And that's perfect because I work better when the person is not fighting. And he felt so good and relaxed. And he was ready to go for his exam. So little things like that, you know.
Or I love it. I love it. And also, Lillian, I'm looking at your website here, and of course, you've got several little, I guess, blogs, right? Staying organized and stress-free through the during the holidays, hope in the midst of chaos. That might be something that our listeners want to read right now. And then synchronicities. What?
I will, because it's become extremely important as we embark on this year. To rise above chaos and not be, how not to be too affected by it, because there is nothing we can do about it. Right. How to lead our lives and help others, etc. I will rewrite that, but I think it's helpful. It's something I have inside. And when you can't change anything, then what can you do to go through that period of transition and still remain sane? So that's right about them, and help others, you know, do that.
Yeah, I love it. Have you always been, has that been your gift and your passion?
To give, what was, I'm sorry.
To help others, to help others.
Yeah. And I guess it's because, as I describe in my book, my first years were very painful. I was very lonely. I was raised by, I was sent from Vietnam by my parents. My father was Vietnamese. I was sent to his mother, who hated me. And I was 15 months old when I arrived with her. And I was there with her till I was 9. And I was not allowed to talk with other children. I had no toys. So I was always lonely. But I had nature, because the garden was built on a rock leading to the beach, and at the back I had the forest. So it's much later on that I realized I was alone, because I was never really alone. There were animals, you know, animals belonging to other people coming to visit me. There were wild animals, the woods, forest, the sea, etc. Everything was alive, and I would talk to them.
And beautiful.
I never feel that. Later on, that was changed into, I mean, it. When I discovered art, and I didn't have nature as much when I was in Paris, but right. I had music, and I spent a lot of time. I was a loner. I was not used to being with other kids, so I would spend Sunday afternoon at the Louvre. It was free at the time on Sunday, and suddenly art became the surrogate of nature, because I could communicate at the soul level with the pieces that were.
Lillian, we are at the end of our time here, and how do our listeners find you and you know, find all your beautiful work that you've done?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Kim. And I will check your other interview. They seem so interesting. Thank you so much.
You got it. And give us your website, Lillian.
Okay. There are two websites. I mean, there is one that encompasses Wings from Above. So one is lillianfortna.com, the main website, because I put my children's book as well there.
Okay.
And then the other one that you probably have is lillianfortna.com/Wings from Above.
Wings from Above. W-I-N-K-S, Winks from Above. So thank you so much. Of course, we are at the end of our show. Again, just sending love and prayers and just anything that you need, please reach out. And, of course, I can help you find it. And I always end our show with a moment of happiness. Listen, learn, and grow. We have to grow through these things that we're going through. So, again, I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much. It might seem crazy.